Hello, we have the 15th of April in 2022, and my guest today is Douglas Edward Batson from Virginia in the United States. I welcome you very much. And first of all, I would have to ask you if you agree that this interview will be published on the homepage of FirdWiki.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly I agree. Thank you for the invitation, Doug.
Oh, thank you very much, Doug. So my first question would be, at what time you were here in the Nuremberg military community?
Mm-hmm. I am a retired civil servant who spent more than 35 years in U.S. government service. And my very first government job was here in Fürth, Nuremberg military community, in 1985. I was appointed as a continuing education counselor for the 1st Armored Division Logistics or Support Command, Monteith Barracks, and that was in the Fackerstrasse in Fürth.
Okay, and what did you do there exactly?
Yes, I mentioned that I was a continuing education counselor. So the U.S. Army is a volunteer army, and to make it attractive to volunteer for military service, there are many benefits. And one of them is free education counseling and financial assistance for taking university courses. And I helped the soldiers develop individual career plans, both for their military career and also for their civilian plans when they leave military service. It was a very rewarding job for me because almost every morning at 7 a.m., there would be soldiers waiting outside of the Army Education Center, Monteith Barracks, with their questions about what they should do to improve their skills and have a better career. A very rewarding job for me because as a counselor, what I told them they should do, they dutifully did it. And unlike civilian education counselors in the U.S., these soldiers had clear direction, clear career goals, and whatever advice I gave them, they immediately followed up and achieved their goals. So it was really a dream job, very satisfying to see these soldiers get promoted to a higher level, earn a university degree or a certificate to help them in both their military and civilian careers. Most of the offerings at the Army Education Center were for civilian education, university study at the bachelor's degree level.
Okay, very good. What did you do after that job here in this area?
Yes, I stayed in the Monteith Barracks until the closing in 1993. I think I was one of the last civilian employees of the U.S. Army in that concern. I remember handing the keys to the building 293 to the installation coordinator who gave it to the host nation government. So I was there until the bitter end, the Stilllegung.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you were also at Derby Kasern.
Yes, at this time, there was the desire for the U.S. Army to transition soldiers well to civilian life because the number of soldiers was being starkly reduced because at the end of the Cold War, we didn't need 700,000 in the U.S. Army any longer. So in Derby Kasern, in the former Schickedanz Villa, a new office was established where soldiers who were either leaving the army or leaving their tour in Europe early to return to America, they needed transition advice. To reduce the number of troops so quickly, there were many financial incentives for them to leave the army. Many were not expecting to leave their military career so suddenly, So they needed the advice of the Army Career and Alumni Program, and that was my job title, a transition specialist.
Did you, during your time here in Fürth, have any connections to Germans?
Yeah, certainly I did. I was here for 7 years, and mainly I met Germans through a local church. I formerly joined the Freie Christengemeinde in Nuremberg, so most of my connections to the German population were through the church. That included home meetings or Hauskreise and excursions or Ausflüge together. And it was wonderful to live in an apartment in the Fokkerstrasse where I could walk on foot to my job in Monteith Barracks. And I only have one regret, Bernd, that in this new apartment complex, I had 3 young children at the time. I talked to the Hausmeister 100 times about building a playground after for many, many years. And I saw my children growing up and they never got that playground despite many assurances that the playground is coming.
Oh, that's really disappointing.
Yes,
that's
it was. Right.
But okay, besides that, how is your whole summary about the times of the Americans here in Fürth?
Well, that's a great question. I am very historically minded, so I'll just tell you one story. It was at the time of the end of the Cold War, we never saw the general, the Brigadier General, who had a headquarters in Building 1 in Derby Kasern. This general would not come out 10 kilometers to the Fokkerstrasse and Monteith Barracks. But when we were deactivating and closing, surprise, surprise, the general came to our building unannounced.
Oh,
unannounced, with his aides. And he came into my office and he said, Mr. Batson, I understand you have been here for many years. And I told him, yes, 7 years, which is a long time for an American to be stationed in one place overseas. Well, you and I have made history. The Cold War is over. The Soviet Union is no more.
History.
And because you are part of history, I have a challenge coin for you. And this was the first challenge coin I received in my 35-year career, that we were part of something very special. My grandfather was active in the U.S. Navy at the beginning of the Cold War. He saw service in Korea. My father was Navy Reserve in the 1950s. Of course, Cold War was the primary reason for the service. And I, the third generation, was a soldier in Ansbach in the 1980s Cold War. So now the Cold War is suddenly over. The Berlin Wall has fallen. And we were part of that history. So for me, it was very personally rewarding to be part of this history.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. Did I forget something? Will you add something or think everything is said right now?
I will add one more thing. I mentioned that I spent 35 years in government service, and the first 7 of those years were here in Fürth. There is no comparison for the camaraderie amongst the Americans who are stationed in a military community abroad. The camaraderie was never equaled. I worked in many offices in the Washington, D.C. area afterward, but that never had the camaraderie that we experienced in the Nuremberg military community, where we had close friendships and did things together and experienced so much of the geopolitics of the time together. In Washington, D.C., at the end of the working day, Feierabend, everyone goes his or her own way and there's no connection. And I still have friends that I'm in contact with today 35 years later because of the close camaraderie and friendships that we forged here in the Nuremberg Milcom.
Okay, thank you very much, Doug. It was a great time with you here right now, and good luck to you and your family.
Thank you. It's good to be back in Franconia once again.